My dear viewers, let's listen to a few Madani pearls of clothing. Number one, the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, the veil between the eyes of the jinn and the sitr, the parts of the body that must be concealed of people, is to recite Bismillah when anyone is about to take off his clothes. A renowned commentator, great thinker of Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Ya Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, as a wall or curtain serves as a barrier to the sight of people, this zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal will serve as a barrier to the sight of jinns, preventing them from seeing a person's private parts. Number two, despite having the means to wear good clothing, if a person avoids them due to humility, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him wear the attire of karama, in other words, a heavenly dress. Number three, clothing must be obtained from halal earnings. No salah, whether fard or nafil, is accepted if offered in the clothing obtained from haram earnings. Number four, start wearing clothes from the right side. For example, when wearing your upper garment, put your right arm into the right sleeve first and then your left arm into the left sleeve. Number five, in the same way, when putting on the lower garment, put your right foot into the right side first and then the left foot into the left side. When taking clothes off, do the opposite. In other words, start from the left side. Number six, it is stated on page 409 of the third volume of the 1197-page book Bahari Shariat, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami. It is a sunnah that the length of the kurta, the upper garment, be up to half of the shin, and that of the sleeve be up to the fingertips at the most, with its width of one hand span. Number seven, it is a sunnah for males to keep the bottom of the trousers tahbad above the ankles. Number eight, men should wear only masculine clothing and women should only wear only feminine clothing. Take the same care when dressing small children. Number nine, wearing clothes showing arrogance is forbidden. Whether one has become arrogant or not can be determined by pondering over one's feelings. If one has the same state after wearing the clothes he had before wearing, it indicates that he has not become arrogant. If the previous state does not exist anymore, this shows he has become arrogant. Therefore, he should refrain from wearing such clothes because arrogance is a very evil trait. To learn various sunan, obtain the following books: Bahari Shariat, Part 16, comprising of 312 pages, and Sunnate or Adab, comprising of 120 pages, both published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami. One of the best ways to learn Sunnah is to travel in the Madani Kafilas of Dawat-e-Islami with the devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.